Well, again, everybody, and welcome back to the daily edition of the Trig Podcast of Joy here with my Gozo Bell on this beautiful Saturday, the Saturday edition of Gozo TV, the Trig Podcast of Joy. How are you, my dear friend? Talking to you today about going back to basics. Going back to basics. So, I think that there are times in my life when I get confused with what I'm really all about. But I want to tell you today, if you are lost, if you're not sure of what you're supposed to do with your life, go back to basics. Go back to the thing that you have always loved the most. When you and I realize that we are all here for a purpose, then really all of the questions of life, they fall away. They don't matter anymore. It doesn't really matter what you want to do, what you are doing, what you should be doing. All of these things that often haunt us, they don't matter. The only thing that matters is that you are doing what you are called to do. Now, of course, the natural question then is, well, what am I called to do? How do I know what I'm called to do? And I want to tell you one thing. You are called to do that which you enjoy the most. That which makes you the happiest, the most happy. That which brings you the greatest pleasure and that brings other people the greatest joy. It's that simple. You were put on this earth to do one thing and one thing alone. Now, there could be branches that come off of this vine or this tree. There might be different expressions, different streams that come out of this one gift. You might start off doing one thing. Let's say you're a nurse. That's your heart, your soul. But maybe you retire, and so now you're gonna be a healer, or maybe you're a teacher. You were a teacher nurse in a different way. But that gift, that passion, that which makes you happy is never going to change. And sometimes when I fall into the trap of feeling lost and confused and unsuccessful, I have to remember to go back to the basics, to go back to that primary gift, those primary tools that God has given us, because that's where your joy lies. Now, speaking of joy, so how do we know, or where do we see the proof of your calling? How do you know if something is going to be, let's say, profitable or useful, or is going to pay the bills? You know, all of these things that obviously we worry about, right? Well, there's a thing called vocation and there's a thing called calling. Your calling and your vocation may at times line up. Other times, they may not line up. But when they do, then that's the goal. That's what you want. You want your calling and the way you make your living, your vocation, to obviously be in harmony. You obviously want to do what you love and get paid for it, right? And there are times, as I said, when you have to choose. I've had to choose many times in my life to do things that I wasn't really excited about. We all have had to do that, right? But when you come to a place where maybe you're doing one thing that pays the bills and yet you're not happy, or maybe there's no external success, no one is enjoying it, things aren't growing, things aren't happening, you have to then go back to that which you love the most. So for me, music is what I love the most. It has always been the case. It will always be the case. But because of many reasons, some financial, some ego, some just simply calling and expressions of who I am, I've gone in different directions for the last 10 years. From entrepreneur to working behind the scenes to doing video to being the administrator of a church to doing a lot of different things. And all of those things is not the full expression of who I am. None of those things are being a worship leader or being a musician. Now, over the last 5 years, I've been always in the church. And even though I haven't been doing music full time as I used to in my first life, I've brought my guitar wherever I go. And when I was leading worship, or I mean leading Bible studies or doing things at different places, I would always bring my guitar and I would put it in the corner of my office. And whenever I had a chance to bring it out, I would play. And guess what would happen? People would be blessed. People would say, wow, this is so fulfilling. God has given you a gift every time that you sing. God's doors open wide and all these things. And even though I wasn't there to lead worship, meaning in that particular job or that moment, just by the mere fact that I love music, God would seem to work and things would happen. And so now that I am I have more time / I also am more ready, I am finding myself eager to do even more music. Not to go back per se to what I used to do, but to really bring back into my current life the passion that I have for music and for worship. Both songs that I have written, I've written maybe over 100 songs over the last 5 to 10 years, as well as, of course, songs of the church, worship songs that we all love, both in Spanish and English. And I believe that in bringing that huge part of my life into my current situation will make me happy, will bring joy to people, and will make everything around me flourish and succeed. It reminds me of the story, I think it's in 2 Samuel chapter 7, where the Ark of God is far from the temple. And so David brings the Ark back. And on the way to the temple, there's a ceremony and there's a whole thing of you have to wait 6 steps and then worship instead of just bringing the Ark all at once. And so there's this one moment there where the Ark or the wheels of the Ark break. And so the Ark has to be parked at someone's house. And ironically, because of the presence of God in this ark, this man's house and vegetables and flowers all flourish as a result of the ark being at this man's house or in his backyard. When the presence of God is there, everything flourishes. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, as the Bible, there is freedom. And I believe that when you and I do what we are meant to be doing, when we are in the presence of God, when we are in the flow of what God wants to do in and through us, everything around us will flourish. What I mean by that is when I lead worship, my preaching will be better. My church will benefit. People's lives will be healed. My leadership, everything around me will flourish as a result of me leading worship. From me as a worshiper will come blessing to every part of my life, financially, psychologically, my church, my kids, everything around me will flourish because the way that God works through in and through me primarily is through worship. That is where the majority of the equity, if you want to call it that, lies. So when I sing, there is, let me just put it in dollars and cents, just to be clear, when I worship, there's $1 million that God puts in my pocket. And guess what I do with it? I give you $1,000, I give you $1,000, I give everybody $1,000, I'm left with $1 because my reward is the Lord. But when I don't lead worship, then there's only $100 in me and I have to take 3 because I got to pay for gas or what, 30, and then I give you only 10. And you know, there's not as much left. There's not as much blessing or anointing or fruitfulness. But when I lead worship, the tank gets full. My tank, your tank, the church, the body of Christ, people that are healed or people that are hungry or sick, they get healed. There is freedom when I lead worship. It's not anything that I think, oh, wow, look at me or blah, blah, blah. It's just simply how God has worked in my life for almost 50 years this year. And that's going back to basics. And so I want to ask you the same thing. Where is there the greatest amount of blessing in your life? When you do this thing, it's like God puts $1,000 in my bank account. What is that thing? Is it when you help kids? Is it when you feed the homeless? Is it when you're at home playing the piano or rehearsing music? Is it when you are teaching kids? Is it when you are discipling someone? Is it when you are building a new technology, a new piece of technology? What is the thing that when you do it, It fills you. It fills everybody around you. And let me just say that when you are in your flow, you will bless everything around you, including your financial needs, your housing, your bills, everything around you. When you are in your flow. And so the question is, what's keeping you from being in your flow? For me, being in my music, I think what's kept me is really, I would say, two, three things. One is I wanted to experience new things. I wanted to try different things. I wanted to be out of the church for a while. I wanted to try business. I wanted to start this podcast and sell courses online. Some of those things that were successful, many of them were not. And so you learn very quickly, okay, this might be a little bit of me, but it's not the primary me. Another thing besides experimenting that might get in the way could be fear. You're afraid that if you do the one thing that it might not be profitable, or it might minimize you, or it might reduce you, or you might be defaulting or giving up on your other dreams. So maybe you are an entrepreneur, but you've always really wanted to just have a 9-to-5. But you are afraid that if you go and start a business and now you want to go back to working at, I don't know, at a bank, you're thinking, wow, I'm failing. I thought I was a creative. I thought I was more of a boss, and really maybe I'm more of an employee. Or maybe it's the opposite. Most of the time we see it as the opposite. Maybe you are an employee, but yet you have this DNA and you have this gift in you to produce and to create and to come up with new ideas, and you can't do that being number two or number three. And so maybe it is time, and maybe the obstacle for you is fear. You're afraid to leave the 9-to-5 because you don't want to risk being the main person and maybe losing money or being without income for a year or two or three. And then I would say third is financial concerns and worries. I know it was true for me when I was unemployed for a whole year and nothing was working. I was very tempted to do whatever. I mean, tempted as in I was desperate, and I did everything. I sold solar panels. I worked at a camp for one summer. I worked at another little church just doing Friday night Bible studies. I did whatever it took to provide for my wife and our three kids. And that's what we do. So I would say an obstacle a lot of times to following our dreams or our main calling or our kind of our home base or going back to basics is financial concerns. So how do we then settle all of these different problems and tensions? Well, number one is you have to be clear on what you love. You have to be clear on what you love. And so that's a really simple question that we complicate because of those fears that we have. Do you love to sing? Do you love to talk to people? You don't have to make it into a job. You don't have to say, well, is this going to really make me any money? That's number two. Number two, by the way, is what does your track record show? What does your track record show? In other words, what have you done that is successful? What have you done that people seem to pay you for is another way to put it. Do people pay you to mow lawns? Do they call you back? Do they keep saying, hey, I want more of that? Do they call you and ask you to come back when you take care of the elderly? Do they keep saying, hey, you know, you're really good at that. You have a way with elderly people, with seniors. Have you succeeded in the past in these areas? That's a great way to know what you're good at. And then number three, is there let me just put it this way. Are you disobeying or obeying God in what you're doing now? To me, really, this is the ultimate test. You know, we can be all practical about things and, oh, I have to make sure that I can afford gas or I can pay my bills or I can provide for my parents or I can provide for my kids. All those practical things are good and well. But are you disobeying God? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Is He the one telling you to keep working where you're at? Or is that just your ego, your fear, your concerns? Of course, it's going to be hard to stay at that place or to leave. But are you leaving out of disobedience and out of ego, or are you leaving that place, that job, that relationship because of obedience to God? How do you know? You feel peace in your heart. Every time that I say no to God, or meaning to music, I feel like I'm disobeying God. Every time that I say no to leading worship or to helping in that area, and I want to just insert myself as a speaker or as an entrepreneur or as a famous, I don't know, preacher. I feel like I'm disobeying God. But every time that I say yes to leading worship or to, I think another thing that I love to do is to counsel people, but mostly in leading worship, I feel God's pleasure. It's like that movie, right? What was it called? Chariots of Fire. The guy in the movie, I don't think I've seen the movie, maybe once, but I think they asked him, what do you feel when you run? And he said, I feel God's pleasure. Now, when he ran, I don't think he made a lot of money, but he felt the pleasure of God. He felt like he was, another way to put it is, he was obeying God. Are you obeying God at your current job? Well, come on, Trig, I have to provide for my family, pay for school, pay for gas. Of course, I'm not saying that God is impractical or that to serve God means you have to be on the streets or be homeless. But here's the thing, if you obey God, he will bless you. But if you do things out of ego or disobedience, he won't bless you. How? You won't succeed. You'll be fired from jobs. People will say, you know, I don't like this. It's just that simple. Life will tell you in very mean ways what you're good and what you're not good at. Now, I would say maybe one last bonus thing or one tip is, can you combine two or three things and make it into one thing to make ends meet? So in my case, I love preaching, I love discipling, I love evangelizing, I love that counseling, but really my main thing that I love the most is to do music. And so I just want to combine. So what I've done is the last year, I've combined both. I lead worship, or at least I play in the band every week when I didn't used to do that. And now this current year, 2019, I've decided to lead worship more, to lead worship at my church, to help with maybe conferences or events, just simply to be available, not just to play bass or guitar in the background, but to actually use my leadership gifts through music and to bless the Lord most of all, and then to bless the people. And I know God will provide as I continue to be a lead pastor. So it's combining both things, because both things are in my wheelhouse and both things are really my calling and my joy. And so, can you combine two or three things? You're currently helping kids. Can you also have people over at your house for coffee and combine two things? Maybe the moms of the kids that you're caring for are people that you want to get to know. And so through that relationship, you get to know the parents and you invite them over to your house. Maybe your gift of hospitality then comes out. Are you a leader? Maybe though right now maybe you're caring for an older person, but really inside you're a leader. Well, maybe you can combine the two. You're doing this on the side to make ends meet, caring for the elderly, but maybe at work or in your church or maybe at home, you can develop your own business and you can find ways to exercise those leadership gifts. Or maybe even with the seniors that you're caring for, is there a way that you can talk to, I don't know, maybe their caregiver or the person who's in charge of them and say, hey, you know, I also, I don't know, write wills. I have a business that I also write wills. Or I have a side business where I drive people through Uber to their medical tests. And so when you're busy, you get the idea. The point is, can you combine your gifts into the one thing that you're doing instead of separating the two? If there isn't a way, then you might have to choose for a season. But as soon as you can, or as soon as things aren't working out anymore, or as soon as you get fired from a job, or as soon as life gets complicated, or you get sick, or whatever happens, then maybe that's the time to look and to go back to basics. I think in my heart, for me, leading worship has been the most pure expression of myself in my life. It's been the purest expression of God's pleasure in me, of the gifts that he's given me, of music and singing and all that, as well as the thing that brings me the most joy. And I really believe that it's the one thing that God has put me on this earth to do. And because of his grace, I have the opportunity to do that as a lead pastor. I'm one of those lead pastors who's not just a preacher and someone who leads and visits the sick. I love to sing. And instead of having to choose between the two, I want to do both. And I'm not alone. I know there are many of my friends. It's really part of our culture and heritage. I mean, you see in the African-American culture, you have many preachers who are amazing musicians. Many musicians who are amazing preachers. Not all are both, but many are. In the Latino community, the same is true. I have many friends who grew up playing the guitar and writing songs, and now they preach. And they can't just choose. They go back and forth between the two. And that's just how God uses them. Are they better at one than the other? You know what? It doesn't matter. And for me, that's been a huge obstacle. There's this ego. There's this competitiveness. There's this ENTJ, INFJ, Enneagram 3, whatever it is in me that can't be happy unless I'm the best at everything. And it's really sometimes, a lot of times it's a great thing, but sometimes it's a big problem. So what if I'm not the greatest preacher? I'm not the greatest musician either. So what if I'm a little better musician than preacher? Or what if I'm a little better preacher? Who cares? The point is, how can I bless the Lord? How can I give to my church? How can I give to my community? How can I be the happiest? How can I do what brings me the most pleasure? And to combine it, as I said in this case, as I'm doing now, is how can I combine the two? How can I do my preaching while singing? Guess what? It's what my dad did. I was asking my mom, my father passed away almost 20 years ago. And I was asking my mom, what was my dad like when he would preach and he pastored? He said, oh, he loved it. But then guess what? People would always ask him to play and sing his music and play his guitar and sing because he loved to sing. And guess what? I've never really heard my dad preach. I don't think ever. Unfortunately, I didn't grow up close to him when he passed away, as I said, 20 years ago. But guess what I do have? I have his music. I have his record on my piano right now as we speak. And every time that I get low or that I think I just miss him, I play his music. I don't have his sermons. I have some of his Bible studies that he sent me on tape. I have many of his letters where he would write me verse after verse. But guess what? I don't care about that. What I want is to hear him sing. It doesn't take away from his other gifts. He was a great evangelist, a great organizer. He was a great businessman and a nonprofit leader. He was all of these things. He was many things. But what I loved the most from my dad was his voice, his singing. Didn't take away from him. Saying that about him doesn't have to mean that he wasn't a great this or that or the other. And that's the same thing for me and for you. Don't be afraid to be called what you love to do. Don't be afraid to be called a mom, because if you love that, then that is what you are. Don't be afraid to be called a caretaker of seniors, if that is what you love to do. Of course, you have many gifts, but don't get so stuck. At least this has been my problem, but I'm trying to overcome on the image, or the wording, or the language, or the status, or the title that you have. Instead, worry more about doing what you love, and the rest, like Matthew 6 says, will be added onto you. Because when you do what you love in the name of Jesus, and you truly are seeking first the kingdom of God, or as we say here, living a life of gozo. My prayer for you today is that you will do what you love to do. Stop being afraid. Remove all obstacles. In 2019, can I ask you something? Commit to doing what you love to do most. You don't have to let go of everything else. You don't have to be about one thing. But promise me this, do what you love to do most. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be singing more, playing more, simply showing up as God made me to show up. I hope that you can do the same. If you want help, mentorship, if you want to listen to my songs, my beats, obviously this podcast, you can just go to davidtrigg.com and look for the links. Thank you so much. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.